Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, fuckers, we're here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio,
yeah. Talk Radio. No. Well, all right, so yeah. The only thing is, I didn't want to, like, tag this virus thing because I don't want to sit here and, like, gain listeners because of that. So that's why I said this virus thingy. I'm not going to tag it and try to make profit or whatever off of all this shit. Not that we do, but people do it to get popularity, and I'm not going to do that. So that's why I said this virus thing.
I quote the other day saying if this virus doesn't kill us, hearing about it, well, and that's the goddamn truth.
So even Grandma and Grandpa are tired of hearing about it, and they're at risk for it.
I know, and that's probably why. Hey!
But yeah, their Grandpa's like, yeah, I think they're, he asked how the stores are here. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty much empty. And I'm like, yeah, they are here too. And I'm like, yep.
Well,
he says, he's like, yeah, I think everyone's just freaking out and overreacting.
Well, you know, they always have their stock up anyway, so it's not like they're ever, I mean, if we had a...
Well, yeah, but even for them to say something like that, it's like, then, you know, I just feel like I don't have anything to worry about. Even then, not that I did, but...
Right. Anyways.
Yeah. So, no, we're not going to be talking about that the whole time, because I know it's so fucking...
Yeah.
Like, talks about too much. It's ridiculous.
Hey, if you have any questions, call Mrs. Know-It-All because she, me, that is, she actually knows it all. So,
if you
have any question about the corona freaking disease.
Yeah, apparently she knows everything, so let's do that.
It's going to be a new thing.
But yeah, okay.
Yep.
So let's say real quick, happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday. Love you.
Down here. Oh,
oh my God, where'd it go? It's down here by the printer. Oh my God.
Awesome. All right, Kelly, we just threw some freaking cigarette cherries.
It's been laying on the carpet, though, so it's okay. I'm yelling right by the phone. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, luckily she's got this.
Sorry.
One of those hard mats.
I have one of those mats for, like, you know, under the desk or you put your chair and stuff, so. Sorry.
It's a hard floor.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. Like the fucking screen on my SD.
It's good and hard.
It's really hard. So when I dropped it, freaking not even 12 inches off the ground, it freaking ripple crack.
Yeah,
that was hard.
I gotta ripple my ass. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I don't know the fuck that meant, but.
Well, go get some white, so at least you got those. Anyway, you guys, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I was just going to say quickly. Luckily, if it wasn't for my buddy Linda that I tagged on Facebook, which isn't listening anyway, so, oh, fucking well. But luckily, she had toilet paper from her brother and his key friends, so their food shelf toilet paper. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care if it's food shelf freaking half ply toilet paper. I'm just happy I'm not wasting my ass with paper towel for having to freaking wash. So, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so, wait, no, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say things to you.
Sorry. Let's see. I know you were going to say, anyway.
That's as far as I got. Yeah, that's
as far
as I got, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I can just take a second to actually rave about the Kindle. You know, I always thought it was dumb, and I was always like, I'm sorry, hold on just a second. I always thought it would be better to have, like, a physical book in your hand than a damn e-reader, but I love this fucking thing. Dude, this one is an old one. I bought a 6th generation Kindle Paperwhite on eBay for $20.
Aww.
Yeah, and it's freaking great because, I mean, even though I have 2 gigabytes of storage,
That was like the first version of it?
No, it's the sixth generation.
Oh, duh.
I could have got a regular Kindle fucking whatever with 4 gigabytes, but I wanted the Paperwhite. So,
yeah,
it's like, I got it specifically for my trip when I go for the long flight, but, no, it's just an e-reader, and you can go on there and get new books and stuff.
Bye!
But I got it, and I love it now, because I can actually, if I want to, like, sit and read in bed, I don't have to have a light on, I don't have to have my phone in my face, I can just sit there and read, and then I start falling asleep, and I'm like, all right, done.
Lucky you. I need something kind of like the bedwetter alarm that Grandma and Grandpa would be up.
All right, I wasn't done yet, so
go ahead.
On my review, but I got this originally from my flight to Japan because I know it's going to fucking be a long time, so I got shit to read. And yeah, it's like, you got all these books that you can carry around in one little convenient tablet, and I am fucking happy as shit. There you go. Now you can have the floor, Mom.
That's why I keep going, because that's like,
well, let's see what you have to say now.
Well,
I won't be quiet. Mom's got something to say.
Yeah, please do, because that was the alarm for,
talk this way, not that way.
Any fucking way, great. Now I can't remember. And here I was making a point.
Just talking about a bedwetting alarm.
Oh, yes, thank you, very much. Yes, the whole time I sat there going, while you're talking, or while you're speaking, I was doing that for a reason. Anyway, so, yes, when I was younger, your grandparents decided, you know, back in the 70s, you guys, and 60s, I know, like, a lot of you might not have been here, if you're lucky. However, they had their worked up shit that they thought worked. Like, for instance, the super-duper loud frickin' bedwetting alarm that not only when your child has aluminum sheet with holes in it that goes under their bed sheet. All right, one drop of piss, any moisture that hits that, all right, it's got, from what I remember, the box reminded me of the electric can opener in the kitchen. Anyway, I remember Grandma and Grandpa telling me, okay, when you hear this go off, get up and run to the bathroom and finish going to the bathroom. Yeah, okay, that thing goes off, it goes,
was that like that fire alarm they had in the hallway?
Exactly.
I hated that fucking thing.
It was probably about half, maybe three-fourths was bad. And, you know, it's bad enough for an adult woken up like that, but for a little child that's like 3 or 4 years old, I think I was 3 at the time.
That's
so
much for a kid, man.
Exactly. All it did, I think they realized later on that all it did was traumatize me. So I ended up going to see a therapist after that. Surprise, surprise. But, yeah, so they thought that would, you know, help kids back then with have an accident. And all it did was increase it.
Yeah.
So I actually...
Well, if I heard that shit, I'd piss myself right away.
Well,
man.
You know what? Your grandmother to this day... We talked
fuck
about it
that.
Before. Exactly.
I'd stand up and piss all over the damn bed just on purpose.
Yeah, really. Your grandma in this case swears that it only happened one time and I never peed the bed again. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I remember instead of going to the bathroom like I was supposed to, I shot my ass straight to their room.
And he's pissed all the way.
I honestly, I don't know. All I remember is I hightailed into their bedroom. I ran past the bedroom, or past the bathroom, into their bedroom.
The bathroom was right there, though, past their bedroom. How did you run past the bathroom into their bedroom?
Well, actually, it was kind of like a triangular.
So it's like,
it was kind of like a
you
triangular
just went right into their bedroom. You didn't bother going to the bathroom.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, instead of going to the bathroom, it was kind of like a triangle. Instead of going straight to the bathroom,
it was the Bermuda Triangle.
I shot straight down. Yeah, I just ran out my bedroom door, and there was this, like, a few inches away from mine from the door frame. So, and Grandpa, he got used to it. He was there. I swear to God, he, at times, he must have had, like, a fucking catcher's mitt on, because he was right there on the floor kneeling, waiting for me to come jumping up. Yeah, Grandpa was always, he did a lot of getting up during the night for Grandma when I was sick and when I was scared. I mean, he was always the one right there that.
Well, it's good, cause she always has to take care of you during the day, so.
Yeah, and.
Even though you had to get up early and go to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, believe it or not, Grandpa was more compassionate than Grandma was during the night. I mean,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and he would, you know, he would.
That's
stand
probably why the fuck guy, I think he's the one that went down at one time in the basement that one time.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, he was the one that always, you know, when I skinned my knees, picked me up, carried me inside, and took care of my knees. So, you know, Mr. Doctor of the family. But, yeah, I mean, nothing against Grandma, of course. I mean, but
she was
grumpy. I mean, there were times where she was up and she was all, you know, giving me kisses.
I guess her grandpa got back, maybe it was his cold.
You know, yeah, I mean, he was just a very compassionate father. And I was a daddy's girl, and I don't know if anybody has ever experienced this. Is anybody, like, on there listening to us?
I don't know. I don't care.
The God dang it, listen.
I don't care if they are.
Oh, it's him.
We're just doing it for
anyway,
fun.
Anyway, Tom, I said, hey, and why aren't you listening to us? Yeah, I won't listen to us either. Anyway, but, yeah, they were compassionate. Grandpa was always there, and. You know, these people. But anyway, that was just one of the funnier stories because never, I mean, back then, that was, of course, when they also thought doing lobotomies with a knife pick and doing electrotherapy and neither of them using any kind of anesthesia or knocking you out or any of that stuff. They would just pull hardly when you're still awake. Like, whew. Anyway, but, yeah, there's other ways of teaching your kid to not piss, well, not teach your kid. Get them that what do you call it, that thing that was on earlier that I was kind of taking jokes about, because actually when I YouTube and saw how it's used, but that tube thing that they shove up your, well, not, yeah, they kind of shove up a woman between a woman's hoo-ha and her hee-ha, and
so
the hoo-ha and the hee-ha, between the butt crack and the and the JJ crack. So it absorbs the pit.
Wait, they shove something up between the asshole and the freaking JJ. There's no hole there though.
No. Okay, sorry, I'm fucked up. So
you're talking about like.
Hey, you know that catheter thing that was on
the
TV?
Pee hole?
No. You know that catheter thing you're talking about on TV?
I don't know.
And they're saying, you know, you don't have to wear diapers and everything. And I actually watched this thing on how they did the demonstration, like with water or whatever, but and a dummy, the nurses have a tutorial on YouTube. And you put that big fat end, that's got the mesh thing. It's got constant vacuum suction. So they're like, you put it between the vulva and between the taint and the taint. No. Between the taint and the vulva. I don't know. It's between the JJ and the butthole.
So
but
the nether region.
Because they'll suck in piss. Now, if they want one that's
okay,
in
so
shit,
you're gonna stick it between your asshole and your JJ, and I think piss is gonna come out. That's not where it comes out of.
No.
What the fuck is wrong?
Okay, when people wet the bed when they're older or whoever.
Alright, you gotta go up two holes. Okay, you gotta go up two holes here.
You guys, I recommend go fun. You see them
yeah.
the fucking thing up because it's just me. I was watching a nurse tutorial. So I was like, how does that thing work? Because they got this whole bag on TV. I used to do this and
I kissed
myself.
Yeah, I had piss streaming down my legs and I pissed all over the carpet.
And she's
I trashed it to the bathroom. My husband's like, you gross, dirty bitch. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I pissed all over him. I pissed over him while we were in college. It's like, you know, hey, some guys like that kind of shit.
Hey, sometimes it's not pissing, it's something else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, hey, at least they're admitting that it's like, when you have incontinence, then they know it's not the other thing. They know that they're getting pissed on. It's like, how horrible.
Some guys do like it. They're like, piss all over me.
Especially when they're that age. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Josh, listen to us, God dang it. Because, like, we're the only freaking, you're the only person that, God dang it,
listen
to us, motherfucker.
I'm going to kick him in the dick.
Tom, I'm going to kick him in the gonads if he doesn't fucking listen to us right now.
I don't care if anyone's listening to us right now anyway.
It's just fun to listen back. I know. I'm sorry.
Shut up!
No, you know, I know. Actually, I think he died.
He reminds
me of Pete. I keep saying he reminded me of Pete, but I don't know what he looks like now.
We were actually just talking about when we went to the Science Museum and he was in our group. How he was a little fucker back then. He's saying his son's like that now. It's like, yeah, I figured he probably would be.
Grandma always told me when I was little and I would kiss her off in the kitchen and I'm just push a button. And as bad as I know, she wanted to slap me one at times. At times when she didn't, anyway. She would just be, go to hell. You know, there were times that she
told you to go to hell.
Well, there was one day when they were going to Burger King. Me and Grandma were already in an argument. And I refused to tell her. You know, I said, I don't want anything. And, you got to eat something. I refused to say anything. So I kind of, fuck her up. You know, well, just forget it. And then I was working her buttons and we're, you know, pissing each other off. And then she's like, you know, standing in the patio and she said the kitchen door open. And I said,
the patio, which one? Three Seasons Porch or the actual porch?
Well, in Brooklyn Center.
The Three Seasons Porch, the indoor one, or the one that was connected to the dining room.
Oh, that's a deck, not a porch.
Well, I don't fucking know.
Okay, she's connected to the patio, the Three Seasons one. That's the only thing I call a patio. But she was like, want me, because Grandpa was in the car, and I kept pushing her buttons, so she was pushing mine, and finally I just saw her face turn red. She's like trying to find where in the front, she's just like, go to hell!
Oh my god, I can totally see growing doing that.
Oh my god, the shit you didn't know that happened when I was younger. I think I should write a little. Yeah, this shit that I went through. Go to hell.
Yeah.
You look like a slut. My father called me a slut because I was wearing something my mother bought me and wanted me to wear that night. This went out with my girlfriends from the club.
I thought that was the night you were going with Grandma to the concert.
No, it wasn't that night. It was the night that I was going out by myself, well, with my girlfriends, I was meeting them, and I was wearing my denim two-piece outfit. God forbid, the skirt, if that's what you want to call it, went down to my knees, which I wasn't used to wearing anymore, all right? The private school I grew up in, we had to wear skirts 4 inches before our knees. All right. Now that I was grown up, I could wear them crotch length, you know, whatever. But normally I would throw on freaking leggings until, you know, I left the house. And then when I got in the cab or whatever, I would just take them off. Well, yeah, this was a cute denim two-piece outfit. And the only... I mean, the shoulders had, like, this cut-off thing.
All right, we've actually gone beyond our time to talk and are trying to play a song, so I guess just keep talking. I'm going to go take a sip.
Play the fucking song. time.
We can't. We're already at 10 minutes. All right.
He's probably got 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
It's only 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes. So.
It's 5:50 now,
and the song's only 4.5 minutes.
Well, yeah. And then what are we gonna do? Keep talking.
Well, okay. Maybe I'll try to introduce it just in case that y'all, if we don't, my good friend Matt Lidwin.
I don't have it.
Just made.
Oh.
Dude, you not even know what I'm saying yet. Just made a video, a really new video. He just filmed in Death Valley less than a month ago, and it's already been put together and released, the acoustic and the regular version. Beautiful video filmed in Death Valley. Gas Lipstick from him is the drummer, and he's working with some of his pieces. But anyway, he's a big him-inspired fan. And if you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up 616 Matt Lidwin.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be playing that on our next show because we didn't get a song
yet.
But, yeah. If we do a show this weekend, that is what we'll be playing.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's Love Beloved. It's Something Beloved.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a beautiful song. I mean, the video just, I mean, this is his best shit. All right, his former band was called Eden, and then.
So I changed 616.
Yeah, they had to change it. Eden, and then there's another Eden out there. Their moderating group, I put up the wrong one, so his guitarist had to jump in and quick correct it, but they had to change it to Eden Wisconsin because the other Eden guy, and he happens to be from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So.
What a dickhead.
But, yeah, anyway, we'll try to get that next time because this is really worth something to look into. Like I said, his Gas Lipstick is on there doing the drums. And
the ex-drummer of him.
He also does some singles with Sam, and they've done quite a few together. He toured Fuckface Unstoppable, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to shut up my Unstoppable mouth, so blah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know if people can, like... Yeah. It does, but at the same time, it's like, I didn't want to do this, but we actually ended up having fun a little bit, I guess, talking.
Well, you know what, you guys?
Even though you talk the whole time.
Well, there are some times where we really...
Well, I don't have anything to say ever. I hardly ever say I have anything to say, so that's fine.
But then...
I mean, I don't have a life. I just sit here in my room, and I go to work, and I come home, and I do the same thing, so... But I like talking about, like, memories and stuff, even though some people are interested, so I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
All right, well, should we just end it now? Because there's some things that I'd like to talk about now, but it would run too long with that. All right, so we're going to end it now. All right.
Bye, motherfuckers.
We might be back on Saturday, okay?
Chinese New Year, whatever.
Happy coronavirus.
Yeah, we'll be back Saturday. I wouldn't hold my breath, but yeah, happy coronavirus.
Yeah, unless he has a virus. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
And
bye, I'm done. All right.